This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Midway through the fiscal year, the United States is on track to resettle one of the lowest numbers of refugees in the resettlement history. From October 1st, 2018 through March 31st, 12,151 refugees came to the U.S., primarily from three countries: the Democratic Republic of Congo, 40%, Burma, 17%, and Ukraine. That's according to the U.S. State Department statistics. The Trump administration may, meanwhile, reassign port inspectors at the southern border to help deal with the surge of migrants there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As many as 2,000 inspectors who screen cargo and vehicles could be temporarily reassigned to instead process migrants. That's up from the current 750 inspectors who've been shifted. The effects are being seen in El Paso, where thousands of would-be border crossers were waiting about an hour to come into the U.S. Separately, President Trump's being warned of the economic consequences if he follows through on a threat to shut down the entire Mexican border. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the U.S. and Mexico trade about $1.7 billion in goods daily. Closing the border would be a debacle and threaten 5 million American jobs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Algerian president's office's longtime leader, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, will step down by April 28th. When his term is due to end. The statement was carried by the state APS news agency Monday. It said that Bouteflika will ensure the continuity of the state's institutions before stepping down. That announcement comes after weeks of mass protest against the president and his government. Last week, Algeria's powerful army chief shocked the nation by calling for Bouteflika to be declared unfit and removed from office. This is VOA News. Firefighters are struggling now to douse a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China over the weekend, killing at least 26 firefighters, with four missing, according to state media. The fire broke out Saturday in the Muli County and perched at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communication links. Sunday afternoon, authorities have sent nearly 700 firefighters to put out the blaze, but 300 disappeared after a surge of flames fed by a sudden shift in the wind. China now says that it will start regulating fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Dong Taiwan said that his client has instead pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. An Israeli watchdog says that it has found fake social media accounts promoting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the lead up to national elections. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
Researchers at the Big Bots Project say they've identified a network of social media bots where fake accounts have spread messages in support of Netanyahu's Likud party and smearing his opponents. The researchers, though, haven't found a direct link between the network and Netanyahu or Likud, though Netanyahu's son has frequently liked posts by the network's accounts. The Likud party denies any connection to the network. Israelis head to the polls in 8 days in a close race between Netanyahu and his main rival, former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Algerian president's office again saying that the longtime leader, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, is stepping down by April 28th. Margaret Bashir at the United Nations has contributing to a report that Venezuela's Chief Justice is asking lawmakers to strip opposition leader Juan Guaido of his parliamentary immunity, a move that could pave the way for him to be jailed. The justice on Monday said that Guaido should be jailed for violating a Supreme Court-imposed ban on leaving the country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.